to KG Debates. Today we are answering the age-old question, what happened to the lost colonists of Roanoke? What we know is John White set out with over 100 others to an island called Roanoke. After getting there, John's granddaughter was born. Later in 1587, John set sail to go back to England and get more supplies. Sadly, after getting there, he's held up for 3 years because of a war. When John got back to Roanoke, there was nothing there but ash carvings on a tree. The ash carvings read, Croatone. John wanted to go and check out Croatone, but he was unable to do so because of bad weather. So that leaves us wondering what happened to the lost colonists. Today, we have two debaters who will be trying to persuade us that their theory is correct. We have Kinsey, who will be proving to us that the colonists did, in fact, go to Croatone, and Grayson, who will be proving to us that the colonists were killed by the Native Americans. It's going to be a heated battle, so let's begin.
Ready, guys.
All right, now we've flipped a coin, and Kinsey will be going first. Kinsey, show us what you've got.
Well, in the missing case of the colony of Roanoke, the most valid theory, in my opinion, is that the colony simply just moved to Croatone Island. The evidence behind my theory is that there was nothing left to tell that there was a fight or a battle. There was also no boats left, and the boats would not simply just disappear, thus proving that the colony just went over to Croatone Island. The reason behind them leaving was that the governor, John White, did leave for supplies, did he not? The colonists, along with John, suspected that the journey would only take 6 to 8 months. But in reality, it took almost 3 years for him to return. Also, the fact that the island would most likely not have been big enough to support the low-resource colony for 3 years, causing them to move out and go to Croatone.
And your 30-second rebuttal.
Well, actually, just because there was nothing left, that doesn't mean the natives couldn't have just gotten rid of all the evidence. It's not like they didn't have time to do that. I mean, really, 3 years? That seems like enough time to me. Besides, if no one had tampered with the colonists, how could there have been a body spread around the island?
A body?
Yes.
Well, some very good thoughts were brought up between both debaters. Now we'll hear Grayson's first argument.
So, while Kinsey's facts are straight, she's reading them just the way the natives wanted us to. Thankfully, there's one man who sees through it all.
Hello, my name is Dr. Van Coon. I believe that the colonists were slaughtered by the natives. You see, there was a body found that had been buried in different places. By that, I mean, the body was cut up and put around the island. That seems like a real sign of guilt, doesn't it? Now, to top it all off, the body was clearly killed by a tomahawk and scalp wound.
What a coincidence that's the same weapon the natives commonly used. It would have been quite easy for these vile neighbors to come over, assassinate the poor colony. But clearly, when covering up the evidence, they got a little lazy, leaving us to find it later. There's also motive. Motive is the reason for doing something, specifically a crime, and murdering a whole colony seems like a crime to me. After what the Ralph Lane colony did to the natives, it would feel pretty spot on for them to seek some bloody revenge. Without getting into too much detail, the Ralph Lane colony was a previous attempt at settling on Roanoke. I wouldn't be surprised if the natives had thought the new colony was the old one, or if they were just plain mad. Bottom line, with motive, opportunity, tools, and time, it was an easy crime.
Well, the body could have been cut up so the disease wasn't spread through the colony. The dead body could have just had a deadly disease, which killed the poor person.
Interesting. Well, Grayson, you seem like you have something you want to add to her rebuttal.
Yes, actually. If this body was killed to get rid of disease, they would normally burn the person after the person is dead. And two, would they have cut the diseased body up with an Indian weapon and buried it in different places?
Great points in both your debaters' speeches. Now, which one was more persuasive? You decide. We'll be back after a short commercial break.
Getting through your mornings without coffee be like, ah! Having coffee in the mornings be like, ah. Starbucks, we make things easy.
Next, we have the lightning round. You have 5 seconds to persuade us. Kinsey, go.
They left because they didn't have supplies and the boats were gone.
Time. Grayson, go.
The body is proof that I was killed by an Indian weapon at a
time. Now, let's go to the final round. You have 8 words to finish our debate. Grayson, start, then Kinsey.
Indians killed them. Body is proof. Tomahawk weapon.
Very convincing. Kinsey?
They left with boats. No supplies. Let's go.
That was a great debate. Now, listeners, you may choose what happened to the colonists. See you next time.